Hi, my name is Kevin Ratliff, and I'm doing my first ever unboxing of the Google Pixel 2. This is the just black 64 gigabyte edition. So a lot's probably gonna go wrong, and hopefully enough things will go right with this. So all I've done is taken it out of the shipping box that it came in, and I have my so it's here in a, it's some this little bag that I'm taking off now. And it's just a standard box. I'm totally blind, so I don't see any colors or anything, but it's a real nice, sturdy box with a little sticker or label over here. So it's on my right now, the label, the sticker part, a little round thing that covers, that's folded over, that I peel off, I'm guessing. That's the way it's worked in the past. There we go. Okay, that's good. So, and then, how does this go? I don't know what's gonna come out of where. Here we go. So this part comes out of here. So it has the label hole on one side, or the little sticker. I don't know why I keep calling it a label, but it was only on one side, instead of on both sides, which I would think it would have been, because this top part just comes off of the other part. So, there we go. So that just comes right out of there. So it's one of those, I don't know what to call this, like it's inside. I mean, it slides, so this top slides over the bottom part. And it kind of has a little lip, or a little some little edges that kind of protrude out all the way around. It's just a regular rectangle. That box, solid construction, pretty thick. And then here I can feel the phone, which and it feels like, and so there's a little, the little covering that it has on it, like a little sheet of and it's like you can just peel this part off, or you slide the phone out of it. But from the back, as I'm feeling it, there's a little bit of a bump. And I'm guessing that that's the camera. So I guess the phone is in here face down. Also, as I'm feeling it, I can feel the fingerprint sensor, the little dip for the fingerprint sensor along the bottom part, the way I have it, and I have it kind of going from left to right, long way left to right, or what would be maybe landscape mode. So closer to me, as I'm running my fingers around the phone, I can feel the indentations for the power at the top, which is the shorter of the two buttons, and a longer button below it, which is the volume rocker. I can feel the little cutout for that. And the rest of it is just the, smooth tracing the outline of the phone. So the phone seems to be face down. I'm thinking, I've opened quite a few phones. I'm thinking that all the other ones that I've ever gotten were face up. So I don't know if I Well, I know I didn't open the box wrong because then all the contents would have, well, I would have been opening it up to probably the charger and all that. So here I go, I'm taking the phone out. It feels nice and tall. And I'm just going to peel this covering sheet thing off. There it is, and here is the phone. Oh, it feels so nice. I can see why some people say that it feels kind of plasticky. The metal is kind of textured, but it does feel like a nice phone. So as I'm just touching it here, just running my fingers around the edges, all you can feel is on the right side, I can feel the power button. And then below that, I can feel the volume rocker. So if you're familiar with the Galaxy, I'm sorry, not the Galaxy, that's what I'm recording this on, the Galaxy S8, but if you're familiar with the Pixel 1 phones or the Pixel phones, the original Pixel, it's in the same place, same distance, seems like, between the two. The power button being on top and the volume rocker being below that. Not textured this time, just smooth all the way down. And then I'm just going down the rest of the right side and nothing, then rounded corner under the bottom. The USB-C is all you can feel. I'm told that there's mics and or mic down here maybe, but all I can feel is the USB-C. Rounded corner up the left side, nothing. Now the SIM tray, and I don't know if that's just this phone or if that'll change, but I can kind of feel the SIM tray protruding out just a little bit. I can feel where it is, and that I don't actually have a problem with. And then up and around the corner and to the top, and absolutely nothing. No headphone jack, no nothing. Can't feel anything. If I flip it over on the back, I can feel the camera like that. So there's a little bit of a bump or a ring. Not a problem at all. And then and a little bit of glass, not as much glass as before, up here. There's like a little camera ring. And then I've come down to the glass. And then the fingerprint sensor. It's not as deep as some of the other ones. It doesn't feel as deep. And the rest of the back, just kind of a textured, not rough really, kind of textured. But I can't feel the Google logo or can't feel any of that. I don't feel anything. There's no stickers or anything to peel off that I can feel. So that's just... And then on the front, if I flip it over, if I move my hand down or my fingers here, I can feel a slit, which I guess is the earpiece and the first speaker, because there's stereo speakers on here. Straight down, just smooth, and on the bottom I can feel the second slit or cutout for the speakers. There's a little bit of space, maybe a half an inch, I'm not really good with measurements, of space between the top of the phone and the first cutout for the speaker, and then that same amount of distance from the on the bottom to the bottom of the phone, or from the bottom of the phone to the second speaker. All right, that's pretty much it. Like I said, I'm not very good with measurements, so I can't give you the dimensions or anything. of the entire
Gangs.
phone. Okay. And I'm gonna open up the rest of the box or find the rest of the things in the box. So I've removed this little tray that the phone was sitting in with the little cutout. So that's weird because it was facing, mine was face down, but it has a little cutout for where the camera ring, I guess, would have sat. But I don't know. But the phone wasn't sitting that way, so there goes the tray. Here's a little box of some sort, a little, I guess it's kind of a box. I'm opening it. Yeah, kind of. It's a box, I guess. A little something, contraption that has the SIM. The thing to remove the SIM card, the little tool, which I already have one on my keychain that I was going to use on my key ring. I use the one from Samsung because it just feels nicer. This is just a basic round tool with the little part sticking out that you can stick into the phone to pop out the SIM tray. There's a booklet. Two books in here. I don't know what they are. I'm guessing a user manual and something else. I don't see an actual SIM card. If you needed one, I don't know why not. All right. And now, so I put this to the side. I put this little pamphlet, whatever is, to the side. And I'm reaching into another like tray looking thing, but this one's thinner, flimsier. And I have just removed the, this is the adapter, I believe. If you wanted to, I think this is a USB-C to a micro USB or something like that adapter. For when you want to transfer the data from one phone to the other, I believe that's what that is. All of that for that. I guess this is all that this holds. Okay, we'll put that to the side for now until we. All right, so here is the. So now there's another little tray, contraption little thing here. I'm just pulling off the layers. And now here is the dongle, the USB-C to stereo headphone, whatever the 3 millimeter or whatever the jack is. But that here's the converter, and this is different than I had imagined it. I thought it would just be one little solid unit, but it actually has a little wire. So it's, it has a little wire between the two parts. So there's actually a little, it's a little more to kind of carry than I thought it was, because it's just a little bit of a, just a little bit of a wire. So the part that's the USB that goes into the phone, of course, that's just like your regular standard micro USB cable, little the fat part, and that's flat, and then kind of rounded on on the sides, and then the USB part, USB-C part, you know what that's like. It can go in either way. And then we have a wire, and then the part that you stick the your headphones into, that part is round, actually, as it should be. Okay, so that's round, so I'm gonna put that to the side. I'll probably use that in a minute. And now I have a wire that's kind of coiled around some other stuff, and it has these little peel-off sticker things on each side. Oh, that's my phone ringing. Okay, that's my Pixel 2. I mean, my Pixel, my original Pixel. So this is a USB-C to USB-C long wire. I'm not really sure. So I guess that's the transfer cable, which I already have one of those. But I'll use that one today, maybe. Now there's a little box on the side that has the... this is the power charging block, brick, or whatever you call it. Yes, this is the power charging block. Okay. And it just feels standard. Kind of feels like the one that I already have, which, yeah. Just a little charging block cable thing. Put that to the side. I'll need that. But this, and it has a compartment in here for something else, but I guess that didn't, maybe that was just to protect it. And that is it. Okay, so I guess that serves as a transfer cable and the charging cable that will go that other one. Let's see, here it is. So let me see this. I guess either end, I guess this is the way it already is. Either end goes into here, right? And then yes. So, but I could also use this, I think, to transfer from my Pixel, my original Pixel, to my new Pixel. That's it. So now I'm going to bring my phone back over here, and I'm going to get my tool, and I'm going to move my SIM card from my Pixel, this other Pixel here, original, and I'm going to put it in this one so that I can turn it on and set it up and all that. So,
device unlocked. Home button. Power off. Showing item. Overview button. Power off. Inlet. Power off.
Turn this off. I want to be very careful. I don't want to scratch this. I have better luck with the this one came right out. Very good. Okay. I have better luck with the one that came with my Samsung Galaxy S8. All right. So I got that out. I'll put my SIM card right here beside me, somewhere safe where I can find it in a minute. Okay, so now I have the Pixel 2 in my hand, and I'm trying to see if I can feel where the hole is so that I don't scratch it. So I think it's, okay, it's on the bottom where it is on the other phone. Good, okay. So I just pop that out. Oh, all right. I just put the phone down. Now I got my SIM card. I'm placing my SIM card in the SIM tray, hopefully the right way. I think it'll only go the way that it fits. Good. So it's sitting there. Now I'm sliding the SIM tray in, and this time it went all the way in and it's flat. So I guess maybe the other way was just a little, I don't know, service or a little benefit, maybe. Okay, because now it's flat. So it was kind of protruding a little bit, but now it's flat. So now I'm gonna hold down the power button. Maybe it'll vibrate. Yes, and let go. And I'm gonna let it turn on. Okay, and of course I can't see anything, so I don't know if it's, you know, saying something or if there's something written on the screen. I'm sure there's something happening on the screen. I'm just going to give it a minute or two, or a second or two, not a minute, but maybe a few seconds. Okay, so now I'm going to hold down the volume up and volume down and see if I can get TalkBack to come on. I've had a good success with the Pixel and the Nexus 6P and, you know, doing the two-finger hold. But I'm going to try this other way, so.
TalkBack on.
Okay.
TalkBack is a screen reader primarily perfect for people with blindness and low vision. It allows
interaction. It worked. I had to hold it down until she started talking. Okay, so.
Back button. Lesson 3, talk back, learn lesson 3, button. Back button, out of lesson 3, talk back menu, global talk back menu. Back button, out of list. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. Language, English, vision settings, button. Emergency call, start button. Connect to Wi-Fi. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4, connect to Wi-Fi, in list 9, to get apps or copy data, connect, Dion. Kakuna, Dion.
Okay, so here's my double Wi-Fi tap connection, called Dion.
Showing password keyboard, connecting, checking for updates.
So it's checking for updates, sorry if that's off to the...
Checking for updates.
All right, Pixel setup, here we go.
Copy apps and data in list 4. Transfer apps, photos, music, and more. Copy your transfer apps, photos, music, and more. Choose what to copy later. Copy your data from an iPhone or Android device or the cloud. Set up as new, get a fresh start.
Okay.
Copy your
set up as new, get a fresh start.
Just a sec. Google Play services on top, account setup on bottom. Sign in with your Google account. Learn more.
All right. Sign in.
Sign in. Collapse. More options. Sign in with your Google account. Learn. Sign in. Heading 1. With your Google account. Learn more. Button. Email or phone. Edit box.
Okay. So now I have my email address and my password put in. Let's see.
Welcome. Heading. KDR. By signing in. Terms of service. And. Privacy. I agree. Button. Double tap to activate.
So I agree.
Checking info. Getting account info. Unlock with Pixel imprint. Unlock with Pixel. Use your fingerprint to unlock your phone. Skip button. Next button.
Okay, so I'm going to do my fingerprint setup.
Choose screen lock. Showing numeric. PIN must be at least 4 digits. Screen lock options button. Next button. To use fingerprint, set pin. For added security, set up a editing, edit box, touch the sensor. Keyboard hidden, touch the sensor. Lift, then touch again. Lift, then touch again. Lift, then touch again.
I'm just touching
lift,
it.
Lift, then touch again. Fingerprint added.
All right, I'm just going to add added one for
when
right
you see
now.
This fingerprint icon, add another button, next button.
I'm just going to add one right now. I'll add another one later. I just added my index finger.
Meet your Google Assistant. Ask a question. Google Assistant. Hi. How? No thanks button. Continue button.
Okay, so now I'm setting up the Google Assistant.
Google Assistant. Teach. Say. Okay, Google. Your assistant. Do it later. Get started button. Google. Teach the assistant. Activate. Start recording button.
Now this is going to be kind of weird because I have a Google Home over here, so who knows what's going to happen.
Activate, start recording.
And I have a,
double tap
oh,
to activate.
At least my phone is off. I don't know if my Galaxy S8 that I'm recording this on is going to go crazy or not. Activate. Who knows? Start recording. I don't know how this is going to happen. So. Okay, Google. Okay, Google.
Video highlights available.
Got it.
Google Assist. Use. Oh, just say. Off. Switch. Done. Button. Off. Switch.
Yeah.
Just say. Okay, Google, to unlock your device and access your assistant directly. Off. Switch. Done. Button. Off. Switch. Double tap to talk. Alert. This is a less secure feature. A similar voice or recording of your voice could unlock your device. After one or more failed attempts, you must unlock your device another way. This is a less secure okay button.
I don't know what that checkbox is for.
Use, just say okay on switch done button. Edit box. Confirm your PIN. Double tap and hold to long press. Back up to Google Drive. Easily on switch free apps on switch location help apps on switch improve on switch.
So this device is just some stuff about
system on switch. Install updates and apps by agree button. Install updates and apps by continuing. You agree that this device may also automatically download and agree button.
Okay.
Backup account needed. Anything else? Add another email. Control lock screen. Review additional. No thanks button. Out of grid.
Okay.
Progress. Device unlocked. Pixel launcher. Video highlights available. Turned on for this device. Thursday, October, apps list button.
Okay, so here actions, I am on the new Pixel images, screen.
Settings, double tap to activate.
Email,
Thursday, October 19th. Progress, updating Google Play services.
So it's double doing some updates activate, and stuff in the background. And we are in. This is the new setup of the screen. So I'm just going to swipe through. See.
Apps list button. Phone. Messages. Play Store. Chrome. Camera. Search. Thursday, October. Apps list button. Thursday, October 19th. Apps list button. Phone. Messages.
Okay. So that's actions, all that's on here so far. Item, so if I put my button, finger down search. Here on the bottom, there's actions, a search is first.
Messages.
Search.
Search.
Messages.
MS Play Store. Messages. Search. Actions. Chrome.
Chrome.
Camera.
Camera.
Actions. Chrome. Play Store. Messages. Phone. Actions, messages, phone, action, search.
Oh, search is down below. Okay.
App, phone.
Actions, so it's phone,
messages,
messages,
Play Store,
Chrome,
camera.
Actions, and then down below that,
button,
I guess like kind of down
search,
in the dot,
actions,
app, between tap, phone,
activate.
Between phone and back
progress,
is search. Between phone and search is back.
Progress, installing Google Keep. Home,
and then
button,
we have
search.
Home and
actions, display Google. Camera, search. Overview.
And
button.
Overview.
Double search. Actions,
oh, wow.
Display Google.
So this is like almost like
activate.
A bar. Seems like the search runs all the way across. I'll have to investigate that some more.
Progress, installing Daydream
okay.
Keyboard.
So that's basically. The phone, I don't know if anything else
progress,
has changed.
YouTube VR.
One thing I am going to try is giving
progress,
the phone a squeeze and see if it will actually activate the assistant or see if I can tell that it's activated the assistant.
Screen off.
It doesn't seem to be doing it for me.
Photos in grid, maps, Gmail, clock, setting, hello, Android Pay,
here's
hello,
settings. I wanted to see if settings
landscape,
is any different.
Settings, showing items 1 to 4, search set, finish setting, finish setup button. Finish setup button, finish setting up pixel, transfer data, customize pixel 2, and more, disable, finish setup button. Network and interconnected device, apps and notification, battery, display, wallpaper, battery, 80%, display, wallpaper, sound, volume, storage,
60%, it's pretty much the same.
Users and account, accessibility, Google, system, languages, support and tips, help articles, phone and System, languages, time, backup, updates. Google, service, system, languages, time, support and tips, help articles, phone and system.
Let's see.
System, navigate, system, help and feed, languages, date and time, backup, system updates, updated to Android 8.0.0. Reset. About phone, pick.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. I don't see anything that's any different. I don't know where you would go. I'm not going to be able to test the always listening feature for the music rec. I have to do that later and maybe do a podcast on that or whatever, a tutorial on that.
Security and location, storage, sound, display, battery, 79%, apps and notifications, connected device, network and internet.
Yeah, it looks the same. Let me click on this finish setup and see if it takes me to anything that we haven't done. What else is different that it wants me to do?
Let's copy. You can keep setting image of your don't copy button. Next button. Don't copy.
Don't copy.
Alert, don't copy. Don't copy. Your data won't be copied to your new phone. Dismiss button. Don't copy button.
Don't copy.
Just a sec. Getting account info. Just a sec. Squeeze for your assistant.
Who?
Squeeze for your assistant. To talk to your assistant at any time, quickly squeeze the bottom half of your phone, then release. Do IT later button. Next button.
Okay, here is the setup.
Squeeze quickly and release. Do what? Do IT later button. Squeeze quickly, 50% light squeeze. Do IT later. No thanks button.
Okay, so it's, here we go.
Make it yours, customize your.
Okay, so I did the squeezes. It was kind of like the fingerprint thing, and it was showing different percentages. And so I got the squeezing feature working, I think. Now my phone's not.
Back button. Change wallpaper, paragraph, lines.
Sorry.
Anything else?
Sorry.
Make it yours, custom. Add another fingerprint, row 1, column. Make it yours, customize your Pixel 2 and explore what else it can do. Out of grid. Add another. Change wallpaper, column 2. Discover songs with now playing, row 2, column. Increase font size, column 2. No thanks button. Discover songs.
I can do discover songs with now playing.
Discover when music is playing nearby. The song name and artist will. Song by artist. Now playing works offline and never send. No thanks button. Turn on button.
Turn that on.
Anything else? Make it yours. Cut. Add another fingerprint. Change wallpaper. Increase font size. Discover songs with now. Done for now. Increase. Change wallpaper. Row 1. Column 2. Add another fingerprint. Column 1. Change wallpaper. Column. Add another.
Change, let me change wallpaper.
Wallpapers.
I never do this.
Wallpapers. Currently set wallpaper thumbnail button. Currently set calming coastline, Lagos, Google Earth, living, select wallpaper, heading, my photos, row 3, living universe, column 2, come alive, row 4, come and play, column, in the shadows, row 5, keep looking, column, underwater, row 6, geometric shapes, showing art, row 7, earth, column, landscapes, row, cityscapes, column, life, row 9, textures, column, solid colors, text, life, cityscapes,
I'm gonna do a cityscape.
Cityscape, navigate up, cityscape. Daily wallpaper, wallpaper thumbnail, photo by Google, wallpaper thumbnail, column 3, photo by Peter Janelle, wallpaper, photo by IVYB, wallpaper, photo by Massimuenchen, wallpaper, photo by Jury, wallpaper, photo by Jorg Project, wallpaper, photo by World underscore Perspective, wallpaper thumbnail, photo by Jorg Projector, column 1.
I wish they were more descriptive. I don't know what they
photo
are.
Photo by Jury. Wallpaper. Photo. Wallpaper thumbnail. Photo by IVYB. Wallpaper. Photo by Peter Jeanette. Wallpaper. Photo by Google. Wallpaper. Photo by Google.
I want to do this photo by Google because by Google. Maybe that won't be more
navigate
accessible.
Wallpaper. Rainy day.
Ooh.
Navigate up button. Set wallpaper. Photo by Google. Collapse wallpaper info panel button. Rainy day. Navigate up. Set wallpaper. Set wallpaper. Set wall. Home screen. Lock screen button. Both button. Lock screen button. Home screen. Locks. Both button.
I'll do both.
Wallpaper.
I'm probably messing up my whole phone. Probably won't even be able to use
it. Add another. Increase. Done.
Okay, I'm done.
Adding
I am done.
Touches. Progress updating android.autoinstalls.config.google.nexus.
So I just want to see what the speakers sound like. And play Rihanna on YouTube.
All right.
So
YouTube landscape. Enter false.
Let's see. They have good separation.
Got it, button. /025. Pause video, button.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay. Oops.
It's okay.
He thought I was talking to him or it. Okay. Okay, so those sounded pretty good. Pretty good stereo separation, not a whole lot of bass. Might want to try a different song, but that was pretty nice. That was pretty good. Let's see. You can comment if there's something else that you would like to hear about the phone. Pretty standard to me. I guess because I already have, a Pixel, so, and I'm already running Oreo, of course. Which is Android 8.0. I haven't been able to try the lens feature, so I'll have to get in there and see if I can find those. So I'll update this with some other things, but I haven't timed it, but I was able to get it up and set up, open and set up and everything all on my own and, basically no time. So that's really great. Thank you for listening to this. Talk to you later.